PTA.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's the third day of a Midwest tornado outbreak. There have been nearly 120 reported over the last few days. Most of Saturday's reports came out of Oklahoma. There was one death in Hughes County. Recovery continues in Omaha, Nebraska after Friday's tornadoes damaged or destroyed hundreds of buildings in the area. Stacy Rowe is counting her blessings.
I had vintage family photos that are still unaccounted for. I'd like to find those. But we're alive. Things can be replaced.
Student demonstrators at the University of Southern California reoccupied a park that police cleared on Wednesday as pro-Palestinian demonstrations continue at dozens of college campuses. There were also protesters outside last night's White House Correspondents' Dinner where President Biden joked about his age and his opponent, Donald Trump. He said he is running against a six-year-old child. This is ABC News. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was campaigning Saturday in New York. That's one state where he's still trying to qualify to get onto the ballot. He was asked before his event about TikTok and national security after President Biden signed a bill that would ban TikTok in the U.S. unless it's sold by its Chinese parent company.
TikTok is a threat, like all social media. All of that data is being harvested, not just by China, but by intelligence agencies from all over the world.
For the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic and the 2020 killing of George Floyd, U.S. police departments report their ranks are growing. 214 law enforcement agencies surveyed by the Police Executive Research Forum hired more sworn officers in 2023 than in any of the previous 4 years, but the increase in small and medium departments, large departments still more than 5% below their January 2020 staff levels. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Look at highs to be around 64 today. Northeast winds of 10 to 20. Cloudy with rain likely by late morning. A few thunderstorms also possible. For tonight, occasional showers and thunderstorms continue. Lows down to around 50. East winds 10 to 15. Monday, highs around the mid-60 mark. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers possible through midday. And on Tuesday, look for lots of sunshine early, but showers likely by late evening, maybe some thunderstorms, highs of 72. It's 59 degrees.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Bonkum, and coming up today, we'll hear some of the very best in Southern Gospel. It's the top 20 countdown for the month of May, according to the Singing News magazine.
I think it's going to minister to a lot of people.
Plus, we'll debut a couple of new releases.
Hi, I'm Gordon Mode.
It's all great gospel coming up today on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
At number 20, it's the newest from the Irwins. Keith Irwin talks about Back to the Garden.
I believe it is a song of revival, of restoration for the believer, and trying to understand in our hearts, to know if we are in true fellowship with our Lord. And I love going back to Genesis chapter 3 and looking at the first sin that happened up until this point. It was all beautiful. It was creation. It was incredible things that were happening. And then the Word of God says that the Lord had called unto Adam, and he said unto him, "Where art thou?" So it wasn't like the Lord did not know physically where Adam and Eve were, but that was the first time that he lost fellowship spiritually with them. And could you imagine how many times after that day, after that first sin, that Adam and Eve would have just loved to have gone back to the garden and regretted the decision that they made that still affects us today. And I know the song is not necessarily talking about Adam and Eve or the Garden of Eden, but how we need to address our own hearts to know if we are in full fellowship with our Lord, or if it's time that we all just need to go back to the garden.
That's Keith Irwin, and here are the Irwins at number 20, Back to the Garden.
There is a sound speaking over the waters like glorious thunder, and it's calling my name. The sound of your voice majestic in splendor, yet holy and tender. You're calling my name. I'll leave behind the distractions. I'll give you all my attention. Lord, take me back to the garden, back to the place where your heart is. Walk with me, talk with me, call me your own. Lord, lead me into your presence, where I can lay down my defenses. Just to be you and me is all that I want. There is a peace beyond understanding when I am standing in the light of your face. And don't want to join. Glory, you opened the gates when you tore through the veil, and there is no hindrance. I will come boldly, fall in the arms of my Father there. Lord, take me deeper into your glory. You opened the gates when you tore through the veil, and there is no hindrance. I will come boldly, fall in the arms of my Father there. Lord, take me back to the garden, back to the place where your heart is. Walk with me, talk with me, call me your own. Lord, lead me into your presence, where I can lay down my defenses. Just to be you and me is all that I want. Call me your own.
At number 20, Back to the Garden, that's the Irwins. The Steels make their debut in the top 20 at number 19 with the title track of their new album, Be the Reason. Jeff Steele talks about the song.
You know, there are a lot of people that are down and out. They don't have a reason to live. It's your job and my job to call them up, let them know they're not alone. You can be the reason.
That's Jeff Steele, and here are the Steels with Be the Reason at number 19.
Everyone's going through something. Everyone's got a burden to bear. We don't always see they're struggling, believing nobody cares. Sometimes a simple smile, just one word of hope, can make all the difference. You never know. So be the reason someone says I'm gonna go on. Be the reason someone says I'm gonna hold on. We have trouble every day. Show somebody loves the way. Let them see Jesus. Be the reason. No such thing as too much kindness. Always room for a little more joy. Let compassion now remind us that it's time to raise our voice. Sometimes a simple smile,
Just one word of hope can make all the difference. You never know. So be the reason someone says I'm gonna go on. Be the reason someone says I'm gonna hold on. We have trouble every day. Show somebody loves the way. Let them see Jesus. Be the reason. Be the reason that love abounds. The reason that hope is found. The reason that faith is strong. The reason someone has a song.
Be the reason someone says I'm gonna go.
This deals with our number 19 song, Be the Reason. At number 18, The Sound makes an appearance with a song from their project, God is Real. Rob Mills loves the lyric.
Hunter Leith did a great job. The hook of that song is such a great hook. It's when I feel like my world is in pieces, you show me what peace is. As songwriters, you're always looking for a hook. That has got to be one of the best hooks that I have ever heard.
That's Rob Mills, and here is The Sound with Peace Is at number 18.
So many questions seem to go unanswered. Doubts are racing through my mind. But even when I wrestle all these restless thoughts, I know you're near. And even when I wonder where you're leading me, you have shown your love time and time again. Though this battle that I'm fighting is already won, I still fight the fear. But I hear you softly whisper, it's okay. And I'm believing everything I hear you say. Is peace is no.
At number 18, that's The Sound with Peace Is. These are the top 20 songs according to the Singing News Magazine May chart. I'm Rodney Balkum. We'll pick back up with number 17 in just a moment.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
It's the Roundup. Phil and Hank in the mornings every weekday morning at 7:20. Your go-to for the Roundup of all things fun and full of useless knowledge. Tune in and start your day with a smile.
Right, I'm in wrong.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Walsh's of Richland Center in Muscadet will be having a lawn and garden sale. Select garden tools and Miracle-Gro products are on sale and many other items. Also, the annual dirt sale that everyone enjoys will be going on during that time as well. Plus, on Friday, Ace and Richland Center will be having a grilling event in the parking lot. So stop in either of Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many wonderful items. And as always, and thank you, we appreciate your business.
It is 19 minutes after 6 o'clock as you're tuned in here to the Gospel Greats on Country and Community. Going to be a bit of a wet day today with showers likely by late morning, and then as well could be seeing some thunderstorms today. So be ready for that. As we are continuing into the day today, a reminder, the Highland Historical Society will be hosting Bingo at 1. That will be at the Old High School.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back to our countdown of the top 20 songs in Southern Gospel music for May. We're up to number 17. The Jordan Family Band is gearing up for summer touring. Randa Jordan tells us more.
Hey, y'all, we are so excited to announce that we have Black Beauty back. It's our bus from a few years back. We leased it and was on tour for many, many months with it, and it just was such a blessing to our travels. And we had to let it go for a little while, but God saw fit to bring it back into the JFB ministry this summer and fall for this season of touring. And we are just so thankful. God is so faithful. We can't wait to see y'all out on the road.
That's Randa Jordan. The Jordan Family Band has our number 17 song, In God's Time.
You are standing on the edge. I've given up. You've held on to your faith, but this is getting tough. Picking up the broken pieces of the world you once knew. It's hard to know what's coming next or what to do. You've been made to feel it's wrong to ask God why. But if you'll talk to Him, you'll find He really don't mind. And in God's time, in God's way, I do. I have cried those lonely tears as I walk through the valley low, not knowing which way to turn or where to go. But then I felt his loving hand leading me, and I heard his still small voice whispering peace. And in God's time, in God's way, the clouds, they opened up, and there was a better day. It was not the end. No, it's not the end.
God's time, the Jordan Family Band at number 17. John 3:16 is the latest album from the Perrys, and that's where we get our number 16 song. I think I'll just go on.
Hi, I'm Libby with the Perrys, and you're listening to my friend Rodney Balcom right here on the Gospel Greats.
I serve a God who's been faithful indeed. He hears my cries and he supplies every need. I will not worry over unanswered prayers, for I am trusting, yes, I am trusting in a Savior who cares. So I think I'll just go on and praise him for what I know the Lord is gonna do. I think I'll lift my hands and worship, for what I know he's gonna see me through. Why should I wait until I have the answer? Even if it doesn't come today, I think I'll just go on and praise him, for I know that it's already on the way. Many the battles that he's already won, many the trials that I've seen overcome. He's still in business of attending to me, so I will trust him, yes, I will trust him for the things I can't see. So I think I'll just go on and praise him for what I know the Lord is gonna do. I think I'll lift my hands in worship, for what I know he's gonna see me through. Why should I wait until I have the answer? Even if it doesn't come today, I think I'll just go on and praise him, for I know that it's already on the way.
I think I'll lift my hands and worship.
At number 16, the Perrys with I Think I'll Just Go On. The number 15 song for May is from the Mark Trammell Quartet. Mark Trammell talks about the title of the album.
Classic is a short album title version of classic quartet songs from gospel quartet history. And when you say all of that, it's not easy to put that on an album cover, especially on a CD or thumb drive cover these days. So we just moved it down to classic.
And from classic, we get our number 15 song, When They Call My Name, the Mark Trammell Quartet.
Some morning soon, I'm gonna take to the air. I'm gonna leave this world of sorrow and care. Bells are ringing, homeward I'll be waiting when they call my name.
Some morning,
one of these mornings, they'll be calling my name.
They'll call me to
me on back to that heavenly plain.
And when they swing,
when I see them swing those pearly gates, I'll be ready, I won't have to hesitate.
I'll fly, just fly
up high, just like a bird in the sky.
And I'll be leaving
this world, yes, I'll be saying goodbye.
And I'll have never
to lose and everything to gain when they call.
It won't be long
till I shall hear the trump sound. It won't be long till I shall leave this low ground.
My heart with
gladness overflowing, homeward I'll be going when they call my name.
Some morning, one
of these mornings, they'll be calling my name.
They'll call me to
me on
back
to that heavenly plain.
And when they swing,
when I see them swing, I'll be ready, I won't have to hesitate.
I'll fly, just fly
up high, just like a bird in the sky.
And I'll be leaving
this world, yes, I'll be saying goodbye.
And I'll have never
to lose and everything to gain when they call
my name. Some morning,
well, these mornings, they'll be calling my name.
They'll call me to
heavenly plain.
And when they swing,
when I see them swing wide those pearly gates, I'll be ready, I won't have to hesitate.
I'll fly, just fly
up high, just like a bird in the sky.
And I'll be leaving
this world, yes, I'll be saying goodbye.
And I'll have
never to lose and everything to gain when they call. I won't have to hesitate when they call my name.
When they call my name, the Mark Trammell Quartet at number 15. The countdown will continue in just a moment with our number 14 song, and we'll have a countdown bonus cut. It's a new release from Gordon Moat.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Walsh's of Richland Center in Muscadet will be having a lawn and garden sale. Select garden tools and Miracle-Gro products are on sale and many other items. Also, the annual dirt sale that everyone enjoys will be going on during that time as well. Plus on Friday, Ace and Richland Center will be having a grilling event in the parking lot. So stop in either of Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many wonderful items. And as always, and thank you, we appreciate your business.
Are you a new, current, or future educator? Would you like to find out more from those in the teaching field?
Hi, my name is Tanner Bailing, future Spanish teacher and treasurer of the University of Wisconsin-Platteville Aspiring Educators Chapter. Aspiring Educators is hosting a teacher panel on Tuesday, April 30th, starting at 6 p.m. in Doudna Hall, room 125 at the UW-Platteville main campus. Check-in is at 5:30 and admission is $10. Light refreshments will be provided. Please join us if you are looking for advice or to improve your classroom. We cannot wait to see you there.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Coming up in just a moment, we'll debut a new song from Gordon Mote. Right now at number 14, it's The Kramers. Maria Kramer Wolf is excited that her and Ben's two children are already taking an interest in music.
Elizabeth is very musical in that she can hear rhythm, she can hear acoustics, she can hear keys. Her pitch is almost perfect, which is something, a gift that I don't have. And so she's just... I don't know. We've been really amazed by her. We think she's going to be a drummer. And then Bennett. Bennett's just a huge fan of the Irwins. Bennett listens to their music 24/7 and like sings it at the top of his lungs. So, and tribute quartet.
That's Maria Kramer Wolf. It's great to have a young generation in love with gospel music. Here are the Kramers at number 14. Let Me Be the Well.
Things that turn out nothing like her childhood dreams at all. She knew she only had herself to blame.
And when she came for water at Jacob's well that day, I wonder if she had a feeling life was soon to change.
But there she would encounter love she didn't know existed. For when she met your love and grace, she could not resist.
Number 14, Let Me Be the Well, it's the Kramers. Before we advance to number 13, it's time for one of our countdown bonus cuts. We have a new release from Gordon Mote. His current album is called Where You Lead Me. And here's Gordon Mote with He Forgives and Forgets.
It's so easy to say, I forgive you. But forgetting is the hardest thing to do. So my mind can't comprehend how God could be that kind of friend. On the cross, He took my place. so my sins he could erase. He forgives and forgets. I stand before him holy. He canceled my debt that day at Calvary. Now I am justified, just as if I'd never sinned as yet. He not only forgives, he forgives and mercy of the Lord is everlasting. He forgives my sins and remembers them no more. So it's hard for me to guess how far the east is from. Although my mind cannot conceive, it's in my heart that I believe. He forgives and forgets. I stand before him holy. He canceled my debt.
He forgives and forgets from his project, Where You Lead Me, a countdown bonus cut.
Hi, I'm Gordon Mote, and you're listening to the Gospel Greats.
And now back to our countdown of the top 20 songs from the May chart. The number one song for April falls back to number 13. It's from Karen Peck and New River, who will be hosting their 2024 homecoming event in Dahlonega, Georgia, June 6th through the 8th, with groups like Brian Free and Assurance, the Triumphant Quartet, the Inspirations, True Song, and more. Here they are at number 13, Sheaves.
Going forth with weeping, sowing for the Master, is harder than you think that it would be. There are days of sorrow that seems so heavy laden, but there is joy.
wherever he may lead. So carry on, we will carry on. Though the harvest now is full of grief, the day shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Sowing in the sunshine, sowing in the shadows, even when our strength is almost gone. Holding to the promise, God knows what we are facing, and He will turn our sorrow into song. So carry on, we will carry on, though the harvest now is full of grief. The day shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Number 13, Sheaves. That's Karen Peck and New River. We're back to the countdown in just a moment. Plus, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week are coming up.
Get landscaping materials for the season now at All American Do It Center. Enhance your home's curb appeal with bulk or bag mulch, several styles of rock, landscape blocks, pavers, and edgers. Enjoy that patio or deck with chairs, outdoor furniture, a new grill, or steel fire pit. And don't forget that our rental center has the equipment and tools to help you get the project done. Landscape products available now at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Hello, my name is Adeline Wirtz, and I am a 7th grade student at St. Mary's School. Today, my friend from the 3K program, Clara, and I are going to tell you about our upcoming Walk for Virtues. Clara, are you excited about our Walk for Virtues?
Yes, of course.
Me too. This event is always such a fun time for all the students and people involved, and it's for a great cause. We will be walking 10 miles on Friday, May 3rd, starting at 9 a.m. The walk is a great way to bond with fellow classmates, family members, and people from the community. Clara, are you excited to create memories with your first Walk for Virtues?
Yes, I love my school.
That's good to hear. This event is our major fundraiser for St. Mary's School, and we are hoping to raise $20,000 to make improvements to our school. If you would like to help us in any way, please call the school office at 647-2422. Thanks for your support.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
As we're looking out there, cloudy skies are upon us. Well, we are at 58 degrees. And that's actually our low so far for the day, so didn't get to be that cold during the overnight. But we are looking at a chance for rain to increase to be pretty likely by late morning. A few thunderstorms also possible. Highs in the mid-60s today. Tonight, occasional showers and thunderstorms continue. Lows of around 50. Not the best day for the Brew Crew as they fell to the New York Yankees 15-3 yesterday after winning Game 1 7-6. It's round three today with a 1:10 first pitch time, which you'll be able to hear over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. And the next action for the Milwaukee Bucks in their playoff series with Indiana will be coming up as they will be taking them on as well again today. This one in Indiana, but the Pacers lead the series 2-1. As they took the last game 121 to 118. We'll see how the two teams do, and hopefully the Bucks can even the series.
The Gospel Greats!
Welcome back. Coming up in just a moment, our Southern Gospel headlines for the week. At number 12 on the top 20 for May, here are the Guardians with Heaven Is Happening.
There's a little angel band leading worship, singing praises to God near the throne. There's a welcome committee in glory, showing people all around their new home.
Well, I know it's a great celebration with the saints in that place gathered near. But there's a little bit of heaven on this side of forever, and it's going on right here.
When a brother lends a hand to a brother, when a neighbor reaches out to a need, there are people who are living the gospel, hearing the word of God and taking heed. It's a father taking care of his children, it's a mother spending time on her knees. In the songs of the saints or a sinner's new birth, heaven is happening here on earth.
Tell me that no news is good news, and they say the world is falling apart. But the good news is heaven's still working, and you can watch it from wherever you are.
Whoa, whoa.
In a place where you never expect it, the hand of God is moving somehow. A little bit of glory that shows up in the story, it's heaven on earth right now.
When a brother lends a hand to a brother, when a neighbor reaches out to a need, there are people who are living the gospel, hearing the word of God and taking heed. It's a father taking care of his children, it's a mother spending time on her knees. In the songs of the saints or a sinner's new birth, heaven is happening here on earth. When a brother lends a hand to a brother, when a neighbor reaches out to a need, there are people who are living the gospel, hearing the word of God and taking heed. It's a father taking care of his children, it's a mother spending time on her knees. In the songs of the saints or a sinner's new birth, heaven is happening here on earth. Heaven is happening here on earth.
I said heaven is happening here on earth.
Heaven is happening. The Guardians at number 12. And now for Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Grammy Award-winning Christian music artist Mandisa, age 47, passed away at her home in Nashville, Tennessee on Thursday, April the 18th.
She rose to fame after her appearance on American Idol and recorded songs like Overcomer, Good Morning, Stronger, and many, many more. Our condolences to her many friends and fans and family. On Saturday, May 20th, Elaine Wilburn had an episode at her home in Carthage, Tennessee. A really bad headache and high blood pressure. She was taken by ambulance to the hospital where they discovered a mass on her brain. They transported her to Vanderbilt Hospital in Nashville where they discovered that the mass had disappeared. Explain that. Elaine is at home resting. The Southern Gospel Music Association of West Virginia is holding its third annual Hall of Fame induction ceremony and concert at Christ Temple Church in Huntington, West Virginia. This year's class is highlighted by Diane Perry Gillette of the Perry Sisters. The rest of the class of 2024 includes Homer Fry, Harold Lane, and Gail Tank Tackett. Congratulations to you all on a much-deserved honor. Paul Harkey is announcing his departure from Ernie Haas and the Signature Sound Quartet. Paul has expressed his desire to stay at home more. He'll continue through the end of May. In his place, Ernie has discovered a young bass talent from Miami, Florida, Christopher Taylor, who's only 19. I asked Christopher about how he got the attention of Ernie Haas.
So I grew up listening to Southern Gospel. You know, my dad, David Taylor, he is in love with Southern Gospel. He even sings it himself. He'd been singing it for 20 plus years. So in my house, all we heard was Southern Gospel music, you know. And my favorite group is Signature Sound. And when I heard that they were coming down to Fort Myers, Florida, I got super excited because I live in Miami, Florida. So the drive's about, you know, about 3 hours. So I'm trying to convince my parents, you know, I'm getting my brother to help me convince. Say, hey, let's go to be able to see Signature Sound, you know. And we got to the point where they said, yes, you know, go ahead. So we had some family up in Fort Myers. So we stayed at their house. And then we went to go see the concert. After the concert, you know, I was telling my brother, hey, Anthony, you know, we have to go see, you know, see if we can meet them after. And then we heard that they were going to have like an intermission. So it was like, oh my goodness, we're actually going to be able to, you know, have a conversation with them. So, but there was thousands of people at that concert. There was so many people. So when I went, you know, it was packed. So all I got was a handshake. And I was like, hey, you know, Ernie, I was talking about Ernie Haas. I said, hey, Ernie, you know, like, I grew up listening to your music. I also sing. You know, I'm a bass singer. And then, you know, when I said bass, I made my voice a little lower. But, you know, I said, you know, I'm a bass singer. And, you know, I want to know if I can show you one of the songs I recorded. And one of those songs was He Made a Change. And he wrote that song. So he had high expectations. So I showed him the audio and his face lit up. He was like, oh my goodness.
When the vacancy for the bass position opened up, Ernie gave Christopher a call. He'll be starting with the group after Paul Harkey's departure at the end of May. And those are the Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Back to the May countdown at number 11, the newest from the Collingsworth family, Two or Three.
Heaven's holy halls echo with the call of all God's children sending up their pleas. If it's a multitude or only just a few, there's no end to all around.
the Collingsworth family at number 11. And that'll wrap things up for the Gospel Greats Hour 1. The top 10 songs for May are still to come. I'm Rodney Baucom, and you're listening to the Gospel Greats.
Hi, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Walsh's of Richland Center in Muscadet will be having a lawn and garden sale. Select garden tools and Miracle-Gro products are on sale, and many other items. Also, the annual dirt sale that everyone enjoys will be going on during that time as well. Plus, on Friday, Ace and Richland Center will be having a grilling event in the parking lot. So stop in either of Muscadet or Richland.